Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. As we go forward, we hit a snag with Skype and it drops out, so I had to call in on my cell phone. I was waiting for the guest to call in. But things happen in people's lives, and this is just the way life is. And if you let every little thing worry you or upset you, you're thinking too much, because it's your thinking that gets you engulfed in where you was and keeps you ingrained. And something I've really been paying attention to is how the coaching world and the spiritual world really form in with corporate America and how the corporations work. Open your eyes and see if I'm right there, or give me some feedback if you think because I'm not always right. This is my perception, but I've been watching everything. And the more I watch, the more I know I'm watching what is going on in life. And I'm more worried about what's not happening rather than what is happening. And, you know, and when you understand life is just an activity of emotional energy, you can open yourself up to understanding. And, you know, getting mad at people and getting mad over everything, it just doesn't work. Because when you get mad, that means you're not in focus on moving forward. And that's kind of where life gets you involved is, as you quit moving forward in life. And that is, and I really want to put something out there. And see, you know, people can think whatever they want and however they feel. That's very fine. But see, it's letting each other down and not really moving anything forward. It's kind of where life is stuck, and that's what happens. And you can get all frustrated, but, you know, getting frustrated isn't no big, it just shows you have it's easier to get frustrated than to keep moving forward, just like this radio show. People have lives. And just because they're intertwined with your life don't mean they're going to do what they say. And that's kind of where this is at right now. And Amy, I want to say something about her. She is a good editor. She's a dynamic editor. And she edits a lot of books, and she's just busier. And her website is the right companion, and she really gets busy, and that could be where she is tonight. Who knows? All I pray is everything is good for her and her family, because her mom and dad, she takes care of her mom and dad, and that makes her really busy. But this is just to show you that we can do this without everybody getting involved and getting hyper and doing things. And when life gets busy, that's when we become dizzy, because we let life really take over and we really start overthinking on everything. Stress is just overthinking and really not realizing, and it's really to slow us down and make us see and allow us to see the lesson that was to expand us in the situation. Because none of us are ever going to always get to walk forward and do it just in an easy way. And do things this way. But however, life just goes on. And that's something else, that you can't stop life. But you can hinder life by overthinking and think about everything that's going on and all the bad stuff, because it's easy to get frustrated. But a positive person with an outlook in life that this is in the right way moves your life forward. And that's what really separates the gurus from the people that talk it. And when people talk about what's wrong in the world, they're really talking about their own inner self, because they think it is, but it's really their subconscious mind speaking, putting the words on paper. How do you feel about that? And see, when you're shining the limelight, you're open to doing whatever is there and whatever is right. And we can always move forward when you quit allowing, when you disallow the little things to sell you short. And that's what happens a lot in this world. People really, really get caught up short in the world because we're thinking it's a perfect world. The world shows us our imperfections to show us our perfection in expanding through things. And that's really what life is, happens. And, you know, and something I understand totally now is Amy's friendship is worth way more than a TV radio show. And you know, people, things happen. It's not that they want them to happen. Things just do happen. And, you know, life gets going too fast. And that's what happens in life. We get going too slow. And life speeds up. But is it life going, or do we speed up taking life? We got to go fast and we got to push life rather than slow life down and let it come to us and present itself. That happens to me a lot. I kind of got a high motor when I have something to do. And I left Hillsboro, Oregon Tuesday night at midnight, and I was in Salt Lake City at 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. You got to be flexible and ready to move. And the world is really getting ready to keep us moving because that's what it understands. And that's something the world has lost, is we've really lost our nomadic pioneering spirit because we want everything in the same place. And we can get in the car and go 80 miles an hour, but to leave the city limits scares everybody. And that's something else that really happens in life. And, you know, how is your city and where you grew up your limitation? You know, life doesn't always have to be in the same place. How are you missing out by fearing going someplace else? Not really fearing, that's a wrong word. Having apprehensive thoughts because it's leaving something and opening something, and the opening something is letting go to experience. That's a whole new facet to everybody and stuff like that. So, and when you fear letting go of something, you're really fearing expanding yourself. That's really something to think about. How do you fear expanding yourself? It's easy to stay inside what is, but it's really harder to get outside and see what isn't, because there's a confusion and trepidation in there that really bind people into the same mode of really nothingness. And that is something that we really, really get to fearing, is that nothingness. How do you fear nothingness? How is nothingness everything? How do you get to fearing that and really not understanding it and shying away from it? That is something that's quite interesting to me. You know, I'm really starting to understand this, and it's really fun. The confusion of life is the wisdom of life. That is something that I'm really starting to really, really like and endear myself to, is the life that I choose to live. And that is something that really opens people up to really experience it in a better way. But today is the day we play for pay, and that's prayer, prosperity, and peace, aggrandizing Yahweh, yeses, and all your divine good in your life. How does that feel? How does it feel to engage in your life? Because that's where everybody really, that's where the apprehension lies, when you understand the only life you can really engage in is yours. And I've seen this all through my life, how parents, grown-up kids still allow their parents to dictate their life to them. You know, parents have to learn to open up and let the kids go. They're going to make their mistakes all on their own, just as you did. You know, we actually think we can take away the lessons, but we really can't, because it's their journey. And their journey is actually the parents' inadequacy is the journey for the kids to expand through. And every parent has 95 out of 100 good traits, but the 5 traits that are challenging. And there's parents, but I'm just using these percentages because they felt good. But it's the 5% we concentrate on, and the kids pick them up. And it's just like a bad habit over a good habit. A bad habit can happen instantly. It takes 21 days for a good habit to open up and set itself. And that's kind of where we're at in this world today. And we can move life forward when we do this. And, you know, it's like sending your prayers to somebody. It's, you know, I catch myself at this because I'm really expanding into never, ever saying a pessimistic thing towards somebody. And I catch myself still trying to do it, but I choose not to. I caught myself a bunch. And I'm really starting to focus on it. And it's actually working quite well. But when you talk good about things, you never have to worry about what you say. It's when you're being pessimistic, you always are wondering who's going to walk around the corner, because actually it's your karmic debt coming around the corner to see you. And that's kind of where this is all at. And and that's what we do. That's what we've been taught. The media, from the politicians all the way down to in school, you're taught this. To fit in, you always wanted to say something bad. Who's guilty of that one? I am. I admit it. But it wasn't just because I admit it doesn't mean I have to. I can let it go and expand into being positive about everybody. If, you know, everybody has nuggets of wisdom to expand my life, and I'm really starting to see that. I'm really starting to appreciate that a whole bunch. And see, as long as I can appreciate that, I'm moving forward. And that's important to me, is to move forward in that way. Because everybody can write and be pessimistic, because it's easy to see the negative and the wrong. When you see the blemish in others, that's your blemish telling you. And nobody has faults. We have blemishes and brilliance. That's what we have. And when we let go of the blemishes of brilliance, we expand into the rainbows of brilliance. And that really opens us up to expand in a new way. The new way we choose to live is about letting go. To be in the flow of the go. But just how would that feel to let go of the blemishes of bannering somebody into the rainbow of brilliance, to see their wisdom flow from them to you? How does that make you feel? It makes me feel well when I'm starting to look for the good rather than the negative. And see, life is an aggrandizing challenge to build character. Or it can be a blemish of BS and took you into apprehension and fear and unwilling to move your life forward. Now, that's something that happens all the time in this world. I understand that one. I've even tried it a few times. It didn't work very well. But it's really easier to look at life for me now, because I'm really looking for the good in people. And when I look for the good, I've been taken advantage of a couple times. But I allowed it. It's not their doing. It was my doing. And my doing was my undoing. And that is where it's at for me. And if this opens you up and expands you, that's a good thing. But don't allow the people's words to really do anything more than what they are. All people's words are is what they feel on the inside of themselves. And this world today, it's so ingrained in the negativity of life, it forgets to have the positive percipient. And you can really tell when somebody's on the positive side, if they don't use the words don't, won't, can't, they don't write what's wrong with the world. The real gurus are the ones that show you. It's kind of a egotistical disobedience to yourself. And that's what it is. When you choose to really engage in that inner self of yours, you can really expand who you are. And this world is so afraid of different, and somebody that thinks outside of the box, it scares them. And I'm going to be honest with this. You read all the positive quotes, it's either from somebody else or they're within the same realm. There's very few people out there that think outside of the box and write outside of the box. Most of them try to keep you inside where you're at now. So what really makes you feel queasy, quivering on the inside? Because it's the quivering that unleashes the cleverness inside you. What makes you quiver on the inside? What is the most outrageous thought you can have? Or the prowess, the enterprising energy that really makes you say, oh no, that can't, there's no way. And how is that your pathway forward? Unless you're shaking your own head, it's really, really holding you in the same. And that is something else that the world really has to let go of, because there's very few people out there thinking outside of the box. A lot of them are thinking right inside the box. And that's where life will. And that's what really happens. And you know, something else I'm really understanding, I've done close to 200 radio shows, and it's fun to watch what happens on the show, right after the show, then a week later. It isn't having the intention, it's the feeling you have and what your actions are the next week when it doesn't feel comfortable no more. That's when most people quit, is a week later or 3 days later, after the feel good is gone and everyday life gets them busy and back into their routine. That's when you really have to energize this and really be moving yourself forward. And did I let that happen to me? Of course. It does. You know, everybody can stand out there and say they don't do this and they don't do that. But listen, a lot of people want to put a show for the go, but they ain't in the go to the show. They just want to blow and go rather than be in the show of the go. And that's something that Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching isn't. I'm here to expand the world through what I use and understand to expand my life. I coach nothing. I don't say anything that hasn't expanded me. And once you understand what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, let the words and the things feel the words and let them expand you. That's what you really, really have to be open to. And that is something else. And, you know, it's fun to watch people write, then write their action and see what happens. Always, never pay attention to the words. Always watch the action. What happens a week later when they're done and they're gone? You're going to be amazingly surprised at what people say and what people do, especially in the coaching world and the spiritual world, because I've really found out that I got into this thinking people are really this way. They're really not. They're really stuck in the corporate cloning and the college medication of the world. There's more arrogance and fear in the coaching world and the spiritual world than any other thing. They try to tell you what they know. I have fun with coaches and spiritual people. They'll send me my, their stuff, so I just copy and paste my stuff and send it to them. And that's it. They want, coaches always want you to buy their stuff, but they always disallow your stuff. So I always follow their action with my action. And it's really humorous to watch all this. It's a game for me now because I do have an electrician license, and there ain't any coaches out there can do a lot of things I can't, and I honor them for them, but I don't think I'm better than anybody. And that's a real true coach and a guru there, because I'm on equal footing from whoever to wherever, from the whoever the highest person is in the monarch down to the person living on the street or working for a living. You know, the hourly workers, the blue collar, are the ones that actually move this world forward. And that's a very true statement. So anyway, I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and soon to be Common Sense Politically Correct, Incorrect Blogging. And and my website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And this is about expanding the world into wealth and success by your own opening out your own enterprising energies. And I'll show you a way for you to see yourself. I'm not going to tell you because you already understand it. We just got to take off the blinders on your eyes. And thank you for watching and thank you for listening. And we will talk to you next week, and we'll see you later.